This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
القول قول الصوارم كي تسترد المظالم حتى الأراضي نساموا
راسهم. Excuse me. Let's finish. Calm down.
You're interrupting all the time yourself.
Okay. You need his help.
The way you.
Is that caveman behavior, by the way?
Is that caveman behavior? He's interrupting. That's not good.
No. Do you want to continue? Come here. Speak.
But
I'll let you say what you want.
I'm glad. No, I don't hate Jews.
I like Jews. My friends are Jews. Yes. I don't hate Jews. Please, I love Jews. Yes, in fact. Okay. Now, moving on now. Since you've just said that now. Yeah. And by the way, let me just tell you something about Jews. Let me answer this question. The Prophet Muhammad, that you've read his seerah, married a Jewish woman. Her name was Safiya bint Huyay.
Number one. Hold on.
Yeah, her father. Yeah, he did.
He married her, not himself, but his husband, and then he married the same.
Number one. Hold on. Yeah. In the Quran, which is the religious book which we follow that you said you've read, yes? The Prophet Moses has been mentioned no less than 138 times.
That's not relevant.
No, it's relevant because he was Jewish.
You're bullshitting again.
No, I'm speaking Jews.
Yeah, you're bullshitting.
Listen, hold on. The Prophet Moses, you're talking about Jews. So about Jews, yeah?
What?
So are you going to let me speak, or are you afraid of the response? What the Quran specifically says about Jewish people is that they were actually chosen people. It does say this, actually. It affirms that narrative.
Yeah.
It says, "Inna faddalnakum 'ala al-'alamin."
And it also says that Jews are mischief makers. They commit facade, and therefore, according to 532 and 33, they shall be killed.
Hold on, stop. You just said, according to 532 and 533, it says that Jews are mischief makers. Let me recite for you.
Hold on, let me recite.
I will recite from memory 532 and 533.
Fine.
Are you ready for it?
And
do you know what's interesting about this very verse? It's going to humiliate him even worse.
وَكَذَلِكَ
كَتَبَنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Excuse me, I'm saying in Arabic and then translating in English. وَكَذَلِكَ كَتَبَنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We have written upon the children of Israel. أنما من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. That whoever kills a person, listen to me, is what 532 says. He mentioned 532. Excuse me, let me finish. I'm mentioning what he mentioned 532. I mentioned 532. Whoever kills a person, the Quran is saying this, whoever kills a person for other than corruption in the land or for them killing themselves, then it's like they've killed all of humankind. The Quran is saying that if you kill one person, it's like you killed everyone. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whoever saves a life, it's as if he saved all of the humankind. The very verse that you are trying to quote, misquote in my presence. How dare you?
Hold on.
The very verse that you tried to misquote in my presence is actually a verse that tells you that if you kill one person, whether they are Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or any other thing, it's like you've killed all the human beings on the earth. And if you save one human being, it's like you've saved all the human beings on the earth. So you lied about the Quran, and anyone can fact-check me now. How many phones are here? Go ahead and go on your phone, go to chapter 5, go to verse number 32, and you'll see what I've just said. So are you going to apologize for misquoting
I'm
the Quran?
I'm going to clarify your lie. And your lie,
it's a lie, everyone.
Is
checking.
Based on... Be quiet, man.
Get out of here, man.
Please, he ran away.
No, don't worry about him for a second. Just go ahead. How are you going to apologize for misquoting the Quran in my presence?
You are in front of the presence of the people here in Norway, Oslo.
Are you going to apologize for lying?
May I answer now? Hey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You are a very good Muslim liar.
Okay, get the Quran out.
Your problem.
Anybody
is,
want to, any disbeliever?
Oh, you're getting angry.
Yeah. Getting angry, are you?
Yeah.
You're a caveman, I think you are.
What, yeah,
oh, barbaric behavior.
Yeah. But this verse.
You're out of your depth, boy.
I encourage anyone to look up this verse, and what you will see is killing someone because this person.
Excuse me, are you Muslim? You're not Muslim, yeah? All right, can you go on the Quran, yeah. Go Google, chapter 5,
no,
verse 32.
You are interrupting.
Anybody do it and you can see.
Can
you, go ahead and
you,
do it. Fact check me now.
Yeah.
Fact
you do that.
Check
and
me
And when
now.
You fact check him,
go ahead.
You should...
Anyone get the Quran
can
and
you shut
open
up?
It.
Can you shut up?
No, get it in English.
Can you shut up
get
because
it.
You don't you won't allow me to finish because you
How
know...
How dare you?
You know you are a liar and you
I'm a liar.
Would,
okay.
would not
Let's
like
see if I'm a liar or not.
Okay.
I've quoted
so
it in the
will
Arabic.
You please shut up and let me answer, okay?
Okay.
When the Quran 532
He's
says
angry.
Whoever kills unless for fasad,
oh, someone read it. Can you read it?
In the land,
you read it,
mischief, corruption
you read it.
In the land.
You read it. Come here, please. Come here. What's your name? Hey, you. Are you watching my videos again? Pause that and do something for your akhirah first. Islamnet is establishing a Scandinavian mega mosque and da'wah center in Oslo, the fastest growing city in Europe. Do you want to share in that reward? Click the link below and donate now. Marcus, thank you, my friend. Let him read it. He's not Muslim. Let him read it. Read it,
you
please.
You are so afraid
read it,
read
it.
Of
let
me
him read it.
This.
Let him read it.
Because
read
the,
it loud.
The key you are here.
Let him read it.
Shut up.
Let him
you
read it.
Show some respect. You
Why
are a guest
I?
In my country.
No,
you are a guest
no,
in my
it's
country.
It's not your country. You're not
the
anything.
The key word here is fasad.
Yeah, say it in Norwegian. Say it in Norwegian. Say it in Norwegian.
Google the word fasad.
Okay, say it in whatever country or language you want. Go ahead and say it loud.
The word fasad
therefore, go on.
Means opposition against Islam.
Let him say something.
If you...
I want to listen to this, please.
Please. Let him just say the verse.
Yeah, because this guy knows that the key word here is fasad. Arabic fasad. Everyone, Google fasad and find out that this verse actually...
Don't be scared. Go ahead, man.
This verse actually allows killing
of
anyone
Israel
who
that house slaves
anyone who opposes Islam, opposes political
punishment
Islam
for murder or for spreading mischief on earth shall be asked if he had slain all. Making and
all mankind,
and he who saves a life shall be as if he had given life to all mankind.
So who was right and who was wrong?
I was
right.
Right. Then the mischief.
Was he right? Yes or no?
The corruption in the land.
Was he right? Yes or no?
You know.
Was he a liar? Was he a liar? Yes or no?
Fasad.
Louder, please.
Fasad is the.
Was he a liar?
To make you believe that...
That's it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Mischief is...
Are we done here? Now let me just... I'll give you... I'm going to put the cherry on...
Any kind of political opposition against Islam is mischief. It's corruption in the land.
Okay.
It's facade.
Thank you for
so
your
that
exegesis
gives
of
you
that verse. Thank you, yes.
Yeah, the,
gives
obligation
me the obligation
to kill me because...
Oh, yes, because, yeah.
Because I
because you,
oppose
yeah,
political
oppose.
Islam.
Okay. So how do you make sense?
Verse,
how do you make sense?
This verse
okay.
is actually saying
yeah.
that
yeah,
it's legal to kill
okay.
about 80% of the planet's...
Okay, I didn't read that when I read it, but anyway,
yeah,
thank
but
you.
It's a facade, you know that.
No,
you
no,
you're
no.
not an idiot, you know this,
no,
but you're trying
because,
to lie to
okay,
the
let me ask you a question.
Public.
Let me ask you a question. You read the seal yeah. of the Prophet, yeah?
What?
You read the biography of the Prophet Muhammad, yes?
Ibn Ishaq, yep.
Ibn Ishaq, okay, fantastic. Now, he said, the Prophet ﷺ, من قتل معاهداً Lam yadih.
I'm sorry.
I'll say in English, but I'm saying in Arabic. Let me say in Arabic so that you can check it up. Give me a second. Are you Irish or are you Norwegian? I don't even know what kind of accent that is. I think she's attracted to me. How could she not be when she's hanging around this guy all day and then she sees some 6 foot seven individual that comes in Norway and discopes the whole thing?
Please stay
there. Oh, I will. How do you explain? How do you explain the Prophet's, Muhammad's, saying, Man qatala mu'ahadan, whoever kills a non-combatant disbeliever, lam yarih ra'ihat al-jannah. He will not smell the fragrance of heaven. How do you understand that?
You can understand it by looking at the hadith that when Muhammad was asked, well, why do
how do you understand this hadith? How do you understand that one?
You have to look at the hadith.
No, how do you understand this hadith? That's my question.
You have to look at the...
How do you understand this hadith?
Hadiths.
No. How do you understand this hadith?
Muhammad said that when
yeah.
we attack this innocent little village at night
okay.
and
how do you,
and one
how
of
do you
the warriors
how do you understand
and
this
one
Okay. How do you understand
please
the hadith?
Please respect me. I'm answering you.
No, I want this hadith. You're going somewhere with hadith.
When
why should I respect you? So the man who's burning up Quran is saying, please respect me.
You are cherry picking.
Can you imagine this guy?
Cherry picking.
Please respect. Begging
don't
me
you
to
know
respect
that it's illegal to cherry pick? If you want to understand you have to look at
Muhammad's behavior. So let me ask you a question.
What he said is when the warrior was concerned that he might kill some women or children, the Prophet said they are of them.
So you are
meaning
the Prophet.
Meaning the children and the women are infidels, go ahead and kill them.
I'm aware of the hadith. And it doesn't, because if you understand that hadith to mean that the Prophet ﷺ said that he to kill the women and children, he didn't. In fact, let me tell you, the hadith actually states, when he saw the woman on the battlefield that was dead, and I'll say it in Arabic and then translate it, he says, "Ma kana alayha an tuqtal." It wasn't for her to be killed.
And we know why. Because Muhammad liked to take slaves, sex slaves. So whenever a woman is killed...
So, but you just contradicted yourself.
No.
You contradicted yourself. So is she a sex slave or is she being killed? Do I have to kill them or take them as slaves? Which one is it?
The hadith that I was quoting...
Is it slaves or killing? Which one is it? Because you said I have to kill them.
And you know,
the
hadith that I was quoting was making it illegal to kill women and children. The main issue for Muhammad was to kill the men and take the women and children as sex slaves.
Let me ask you a question. Since you're an expert in the Quran, not knowing the six pillars of creed, not knowing the Prophet's full name, not being qualified in any university, even in your country, being a jobless man that you are, and let me ask you a question, even though you're all those things. Let me ask you, your expert opinion as a non-expert.
Just ask questions. You don't have to harass people. Just ask
the
questions.
The Quran states in chapter 60, verse 8, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. That God does not deny you, does not tell you not to. Deal justly and kindly with those disbelievers that don't take you out of your home or don't try and kill you. That you deal justly with them, and that you're good with them because God loves the just. Now, this is a verse in the Quran that's not abrogated. How do you explain this verse?
Well, looking at the word justly explains everything, because what's just in Islam, that's Sharia. And what's just in our country is something more humane. So justly in Islam is something different.
There's two words here. There's two operative words. One word is antabarruhum, to be good with them. The other one, and tuqsitu alayhim, and to be just with them. So being good with them and just, how do I be good and just with a disbeliever and kill them at the same time? Can you tell me how?
You can kill them if you follow, for example, 532 or 109 verses.
Okay, I think you don't know what you're talking about.
You know that I'm right.
You know what facade means. I know what facade means, and you're wrong.
And it's opposition I'm explaining to you,
you're incorrect about this. So these kinds of intellectual expeditions, this kind of intellectual activism wouldn't be done without your charitable donations. Because this is an integral aspect of the da'wah, that we challenge those kinds of views that we're seeing in the Western world, which makes international media. Now we have a chance to respond. IslamNet has established an entire center doing the work, educating people of Islam, crushing Islamophobia. Are we going to be the people? We are at a juncture now as a community. Are we going to be the people who are going to contribute to this cause? Or are we going to be stingy? Allah says in the Quran, ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah says in the Quran that you people You people have been called to give in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give charity in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst you will be those who will be stingy. And whoever is stingy, miserly, he's only being stingy upon his own self. And Allah is the rich one, the one free of need. And you and me, you, Allah says, are the poor ones. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا And if you turn away, يَسْتَبَدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ Allah will replace us, replace me and you, replace you, Allah says, with a people other than you, and they will not be like you. What do you think? So shall I add something else?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, this is the term.
So the best way to prove to yourself and to Allah that you're not among the stingy ones, the miserly ones, the weak ones, is that you give in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have an opportunity. The link is below. Just click it. What's it going to take? 10 seconds of your time? 15, 20 seconds? You wouldn't even use that kind of time to blow your nose in a handkerchief. The time is now. Click the link. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.